Class of 2014 valedictorian Zach Laufer, salutatorian Ellie Burton, student body president Sean Kinsman, and senior class president Soraya Falau addressed the crowd and their classmates. Each brought their own personal brand of insight and humor. Ellie Burton compared the years of being a student to a running race.
We have crossed many finish lines throughout our lives, and there are many more ahead, each one the result of our own ambitions, hopes, and dreams. As you encounter each of your personal races, keep in mind the insightful words of Eleanor Roosevelt: "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams."
Valedictorian Zach Laufer joked about his own failure, saying it's the starting point for success.
"I was told how I could get into any school I wanted. I was told that now all my hard work would pay off. Well, after 5 applications, I can proudly say that I've been accepted to 1 school. Now, this is not an effort to garner pity from any of you, but a message of hope. Myself and many others had to learn the hard way that life does not always grant you what you feel you earned. Yet it is imperative that we continue to take these chances and try to succeed. I was not rewarded for my hard work in the way I thought I would, but I was rewarded. Even if you did not get into your dream school, you can succeed in the real world, because only you alone determine your final level of success."
Senior class president Soraya Falau, in an animated speech, encouraged her classmates to live life to the fullest by quoting Hunter S. Thompson.
"Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside in a cloud of smoke, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, 'Wow, what a ride.' As I can now proudly look at each and every single one of you with all confidence and sincerity and say that the best is yet to come. We are the class of 2014. We are legendary, and we've only just begun."
And student body president Sean Kinsman presented with a little irreverence and humor.
"I urge you to dream big, and I mean big. We live in America. We put men on the moon, and we use donuts for bread on sandwiches. We can do whatever we want. Reach your goals and then set new ones. So the next time our paths cross, we'll have some great stories to share with one another, because those can't be edited out of a speech. Because, class of 2014, this is not goodbye. This is see you when I see you. It is once said, you cannot push a car uphill with a rope. If you don't believe me, you can go try. There's hills all over the place here. If you stop and think for a while, you will untie the rope from the car, walk around the car, tie the rope to the other bumper, and pull that car uphill. Or in other words, whenever you find yourself in a difficult situation, you can stop and think for a little and then pull yourself through it."
Principal Bob O'Connor addressed the senior class and the audience, boasting about the class and the school by saying how he gets calls from tourists who are thinking about relocating to Park City. They ask him questions about the academic rigor and other programs at the school.
"And I get to say, well, we have 24 AP course offerings with the highest pass rate in the state of Utah. And for the last 2 years, the governor has presented Park City High School with an award for being the top performing AP school in the state."
He went on to recount the vast accomplishments of the school, from state championships to national awards. Then he gave special recognition to several students.
"Madison Hanks. Madison, please stand up. Madison is a fifth-generation graduate of Park City High School. Congratulations, Madison, but you'll have to settle for second place. Rebecca Johnson is the 38th member of her family to graduate from Park City High School, with her first family member, great-great-aunt Ethel Hill, graduating in 1909.
That's Park City High School Principal Bob O'Connor and the highlights from the graduation of the class of 2014. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.